Greetings. I hope you are all well today. We are now into the fall season, and very often the fall of the year seems to be a season of new focus, new testimonies, and new purpose for the church. I believe we are in the season of knowing God in a deeper way, with a further step in our destiny as the body of Christ. As people, we tend to see our world through a paradigm of our lifetime. We tend not to think in terms of generations. When it comes to inheritance, we very often think of what our parents will leave us that we can then spend. I believe that inheritance is meant to be expanded in the generations. It is something passed on that is then used to expand the family name and influence for the sake of the world of each successive generation. Inheritances are cultural and not structural. They are living and not preserving in nature. Therefore, inheritances are meant to expand in the generations of men. Inheritances are a substance that can be received by the children of a passing generation. One generation gives the substance of its beliefs to the next generation, and those beliefs are expanded through actions, imaginations, and influence on the generations that follow. Inheritances are a substance of value to be expanded to greater value in the earth. Inheritances are measures of power given to expand the influence of God-given destiny in the earth. When inheritances are received, they are supposed to be cultivated, propagated, and released to expand in the earth. They are the testimony of a family name. Inheritance is a measure of destiny given to a family name. Destiny received is a substance to be passed to and through the dynasty of a family name that brings blessings to the world in a multi-generational way. The church bears the name of Christ, and God wants to give inheritances that can release a destiny of His great grace to the world. An inheritance from God is life-giving in its character and way. Inheritances from God come by revelation. God has blessed us in heaven with every spiritual blessing in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. Those blessings are only ours when we come to see what they really are. When we see them, we can receive them. When we see the blessings of God, we can also believe that God is giving them to us. God wants us to receive His blessings from heaven so that we can become the riches of His inheritance in the earth, Ephesians 1:18. The blessings of God come from God. God is not a performer of works. He is a being, and He wants to bless us by who He is. What we believe is the image that we will present to the world we live in. What we believe is not really based on the knowledge we believe, but the person we believe. Who we believe determines what we believe, and beliefs determine who possesses the gates. Gates are places of influence. They are what determine the future of the world. Whoever possesses the places of influence possesses the future of the world. Whoever possesses the gates possesses the future. The future of the world is determined from heaven, but the question is, where is heaven? Much of the church believes that the future is determined by heaven, but their focus of heaven is a place that is far off or far away. I believe that we go to heaven when we die. It's a great promise and reward when our race has been run in this life. But our race is a destiny and not merely the reward we receive in heaven. Jesus didn't instruct us to pray that we would one day go to heaven. He told us to pray that the kingdom and will of heaven would be done in the world in which we live. He told us to look to our source of inheritance while we are here upon the earth, not to our hope of God's power for escape. He didn't instruct us to pray to God who is powerful. He told us to pray to our Heavenly Father who is holy. A father is a source of blessing. A father is a source of inheritance. This is not commonly understood in the fatherless societies of the world today, but a father is a source of a family name, and a family name is a source of inheritance. A family name carries the power of a family's destiny that carries through the dynasty of the family name. Having a father in heaven guarantees heavenly blessings in any world in which we live. When it comes to salvation, we tend to look through a view of our own lifetime as well. We may say that we understand our salvation to be one of eternal life, but our concept of eternal life is often centered on where we will go when we die. Jesus said that eternal life is to know God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son, John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Knowing God the Father and knowing Jesus Christ is not merely knowing that they are. It is knowing them. To be an inheritor of the things of God, we must grow in knowing Him. When we know him, we trust him. When we trust him, we can believe and receive the things that he gives. He wants to reveal to us secrets of his kingdom that can in turn influence our kingdoms in this world. We must grow in knowing God. This is possible by Holy Spirit in and with us in this life. He wants to clothe us with the testimony of life. God's presence in our lives is more important than merely knowing what to do. Knowing God will empower us to be inheritors of his name. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.